Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to the Daily Home Edit, your daily dose of all things decorating, design and style from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of Home Beautiful.
And I'm Fiona Michelin, Home Beautiful Style Editor.
And we're here to share some easy hacks and great tips to make your home life a bit more stylish. And we've got some great styling hacks that today actually to make your home irresistible to buyers if you decide to sell. Mm. Fiona, do you have to spend a lot of money to make money when selling a home?
Definitely not. You don't always have to hire the services of a home staging company, which can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of beautiful existing furniture, there are some great styling tricks that you can do yourself to make the most of what you're working with. Mm-hmm. Really, it's all about making your house feel welcoming and fresh and spacious. So people need to be able to instantly picture themselves living in the space when mm-hmm. they walk in. So the first thing is there really shouldn't be any pieces in there that are too polarizing. So if you do maybe own anything that's quite bold or space infringing, mm-hmm. perhaps they can go stay at a friend's house for a few weeks while you host those sale that's instructions.
Right. So see you later, crazy sculpture or something.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, what are some of your favorite hacks to make a home feel lovely and welcoming to would-be buyers?
Number one is think about the entrance. So you really only get one chance at a first impression. Mm. So that's where you should start. Consider giving your front door a repaint maybe or a sweet little doormat. And think about your entryway styling. So turn that entryway table into a style zone rather than a drop zone. So all of those ugly storage baskets, shoes and clutter needs to be gone. Keep it quite minimal when you're styling. You don't want buyers to instantly feel a little bit overwhelmed and cluttered from the get-go. So think about maybe a big lovely mirror as well, which will help to make the space feel bigger.
Yes, Fiona, it's really about making the house feel mm. bigger, because even if it's, you know, quite large, being size will really be a big selling point yes. in a house. So are there any other tricks for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the bedroom, think about swapping out a king size bed if you have one for a queen size. Yeah, look, it is a big effort and it's something that people really think about. But I got tricked on this one when we bought a house. We own a king size bed and they styled it with, I swear it was a double. Oh, and we just don't notice because you just think, oh, the bed looks so beautiful. Yeah. And then we got there and we're like, oh my gosh, my bed's not going to fit in this room. And then secondly, definitely get rid of all of your clutter, even in the cupboards. Mm-hmm. So do a big clean out or drop half of your stuff and clothing over to a friend's house or a parent's house.
Because they really do look in the cupboards,
they really
don't they?
Do. I know. Absolutely. I do. And if they're bursting at the seams, you're instantly going to start to think, oh, maybe there's not enough storage in this space. And it's going to have a little bit of a negative impact on the way you think of the property.
So these are a bit of a step up from baking biscuits before an open inspection, aren't
just
they?
A little bit.
They require a bit of work, but it's worth it for the big bucks. Yeah. Any other styling tips, Fiona? Probably for the living spaces.
Yeah, living spaces. Look, neutral colours are always recommended. Mm-hmm. And as far as the sofa goes, it's such a big hero piece in the living room. So if you do have one in a bold colour or maybe it's a bit daggy, it's had its day, perhaps look at getting just a simple slip cover over there in a neutral colour. There's some really cheap ones at IKEA,
yep,
for example.
They're great.
And it just lifts the whole space, especially mm-hmm. if some of your other furniture's dated, you don't notice it as much. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth painting over any polarising wall colours. Go for a nice neutral white, patch up any cracks so you give the illusion of a solid yep. structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get rid of all those scuff marks on the walls as well. Just make it feel really fresh.
And clean, yep.
Yeah, and as for artwork, one really large piece often makes the space feel really expensive. So have a look at your options. There are some really great downloadable arts from Etsy mm-hmm. and places like that where you just print them at Officeworks for really cheap and pop
That's
a frame
idea,
on them. So if
yeah.
you don't have a lot of money to spend here, you can still make a big impact. Mm-hmm. Flooring is another topic to think about. So fix any broken tiles and steam clean those carpets. It will make such a difference.
And you don't have to buy a steam cleaner for this, do you?
No. And you know what? Hiring a steam cleaning company can be expensive, but I recently actually hired one from Bunnings and it was about $50 for the
easy.
Day.
That's great.
Really easy. And it fits in your boot. So really easy to do. Mm-hmm.
And that dining table, it really shouldn't look so like it's been propped up and set up completely.
No, I don't recommend completely setting up a dining table. It feels cluttered, but you don't want to think that someone's living there. You want it to feel like a beautiful styled space. So just a couple of simple vases.
Absolutely. And then it's the last minute things, isn't it? So making sure there's candles in every room, clearing out the last minute clutter in the kitchen and buying fresh flowers. It's so important. And make sure that they're lasting florals. Those natives are good, aren't they, Fiona? Any other recommendations at all?
General foliage always seems to last because if you're going to be having inspections over a month, you want stuff that lasts a bit longer.
And if you can, I really recommend actually moving out for the inspections if they're on a Thursday and Saturday, especially if you have young kids. When we moved out, you don't have to do all that cleaning. It's fantastic. When we had moved, we had young toddlers and we ended up going to mum and dad's place for Thursday right through to Sunday, and it was fantastic. Bonus date night.
Yeah, win-win.
It was good.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. But if you can move out for the whole period, even better, highly recommend, because you can have even less clutter in the house.
Perfect.
And that's it for us from the Daily Home Edit today. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thanks everyone. And don't forget to rate, review and subscribe and tell your friends if you like what you hear. Okay, until next time.
See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.